Welcome back, everyone. I'm Salih Sam. You're listening to Radio Lockdown, and this is day 20 of your quarantine. I didn't venture out into the wasteland today, so no interesting tales. But if you guys would indulge me, I wanted to talk to you about something that's worrying me a bit, and that's our local friendly game stores. As we all know, small businesses are going through a tough time at this moment. No traffic in the door means no sales, but bills still need to be paid and families still need to be fed. And I'm scared that this extended lockdown and the inevitable period of social distancing we'll be faced with after might have some very serious effects on your local friendly game stores. To tackle this issue, allow me to separately address two different groups of my listeners for a moment. Firstly, for those of you in the tabletop community, helping out your local game store should be an absolute no-brainer. This is the place that you escape to once a week, or more often sometimes, to indulge in whatever flavor of nerd game you prefer. These are the guys who host the tournaments you play in, who build the terrain you play on, and who patiently listen to, "Oh, how I so totally would have won if it wasn't for my shitty dice luck." Game stores are the heart and soul of your community, and even the merest hint that they might be in trouble should terrify you. Now, hopefully some of you that's not in the tabletop community haven't tuned out yet, so let me chat to you for a moment. When this lockdown ends, and it will end one day, there's definitely still going to be a period of social distancing required. Home entertainment is still going to be preferred, with smaller social groups the order of the day. Enter board games. The lockdown sure has retaught us the value of board games, but how many times can you replay Catan or Monopoly Deal? Surely you are going to crave either a fresh game or at least a damn expansion pack. Now, you can go buy lame-ass board games at Toy Kingdom or Take a Lot, or you can explore a specialist shop with knowledgeable staff that can help you get exactly the board game you need. In either the case, there is a way everyone can help right now, while also giving you the chance to win big. Local distributor Solarpop is currently running a promotion where if you spend 200 Rand, only 200 Rand, at any participating game store, you stand the chance of winning one of three 10,000 Rand prizes. Do you know how many Catan expansions you can buy for 10,000 Rand? I'm not sure, but I think it's like a lot. For the tabletop community, the benefits are obvious. You know you will be spending money on plastic crack again in the future. That's just a fact. So why not do it while also standing the chance to win big? Whether you're a local at Sword and Board, or Durbanville Games, Battle Bunker, Pandemonium Games, or any other store, helping them is in your best interest. And even if there's nothing on their website that tickles your fancy right now, as if, I'm sure they'll sell you a voucher for future use. For the non-nerds, why not have a browse through their online stores? You might just see something you like. I'll post some of the links in the show notes. For details of the competition, you can check out unplugyourself.co.za. I'll also post that link in the show notes. And while you're at it, check out the Facebook group, hashtag playathome. They post lots of cool ideas of fun new board games to try out. Anyway, thank you very much for bearing with me through this nerdy episode. Hopefully, I'll be back with my regular programming tomorrow as I venture out into the wasteland. This is Sailor Sam for Radio Lockdown. Stay safe, my friends. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world